This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 256.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to promote online challenges. So this is a part two to episode 254 when I talked about how to build your email list through online challenges. But to be honest, there is a lot of good launching advice in this episode. So if you have any product or service that you're looking to launch over the coming months, then I definitely think you'll get value from this episode, even if you don't have an online challenge in mind. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to remind you that my membership community, the Soulful PR Studio, is open for new members for just a week from today. So I'm recording this in the second week of May 2018, if you're listening in the future. If you don't know about my membership community, it is the most cost-effective way that you can work with me. So I work with members every single day to help them promote their businesses more effectively, so essentially they can make more money. The content is delivered in a variety of ways. So we have a whole library of courses on everything from blogging to email marketing to social media marketing to getting press coverage. We also have weekly masterclasses with experts. So I bring in at least two experts a month to deliver content on things like Facebook advertising, on LinkedIn marketing, on Instagram marketing, even things like productivity, how to get things done. So you name it, if it's something that you need to learn about for your business, then I will bring in an expert to deliver the content. We also have a weekly office hour on a Wednesday afternoon at 2. You can drop in and ask me a question and interact with the other members. It's a really popular part of the studio. And we also have a whole library of interviews with high-profile journalists from the likes of the BBC, ITV, Grazia Magazine, The Guardian, The Independent, so you can really understand how journalists think and also what they're looking for in a story. So if this sounds of interest, then I do know it is a big decision to join a membership community. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk with any questions that you've got. I only open the membership a number of times a year because it does take a while to settle the new members in. That's the reason why. If you join as an annual member, then you get a 20-minute free consultation with me. It's like an induction, basically, to make sure that you understand what's on offer and that you know where to start with the materials. And that, of course, does take a while to do all of those inductions. So as I say, drop me a line on janetmurray.co.uk if you've got any questions. Happy to help out with any queries that you've got at all. And now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to promote online challenges. And this is really a follow-up to episode 254 when I talked about how to use online challenges to build your email list and your business. Now, even if you're not thinking of doing a challenge at the moment, there is still lots of useful info in this episode about launching any product or service or challenge. So do stick with me, even if you don't think you're going to be doing a challenge, because you still will get some value from this episode. So first off, I just wanted to start off by giving you a reality check. So if you're a regular listener to the show, you've probably heard me talk about industry standard conversion rates. So this is for sales. So generally, if you're selling online, you'll convert at around 1 or 2%. So that means for every 100 people you've got on your email list, only a handful will buy. It might be that you convert a little bit higher if you have a particularly engaged list, but it's not going to be tens higher than that. It's going to be around that kind of mark, maybe 5 or 6%, even if you're doing really, really well. So when it comes to online challenges, I think you do need to think along the same lines. Now, obviously, you're going to convert higher if you're offering something free. So you are always going to get more people who are going to opt in if you're not asking them to pay you any money. But I would still say that people are busy. They've got other things that are a priority in their business. It doesn't matter how brilliant your challenge is. You'll probably find that you'll be lucky if maybe you convert at 10, 15%, something like that. So what I'm really saying is if you're just starting out and you've maybe got a couple of hundred people on your email list, you may well be thinking, oh, well, I might be able to get, I don't know, 150 of them to take part in my challenge. That's unlikely to happen. It's probably going to be more like maybe 10 or 20, something like that. Well, certainly I would start from that point because it's better to be delighted and surprised when things convert higher than to be disappointed because you've imagined that you're going to be doing this big challenge with 200 people and you're struggling to get 10 or 15 people to get involved. I would always say start small, be prepared to work with 10, 15, 20 people, and then you can scale up from there. So do be realistic because otherwise you may be disappointed. And I don't want you to get despondent. I want you to take this experience and make the best of it that you possibly can. So in terms of how you actually promote your challenge, I would suggest that if you're new to challenges, you have a pre-launch phase. Now, I don't do this so much now because I have an established email list, because I've run several popular challenges. I feel like I don't really need to do this step, but I think if you're new to challenges, you probably do need to have a pre-launch phase. So this is when you're really building your audience and you're building up anticipation for this challenge. You're letting people know that it's coming, you're getting them involved in actually shaping the challenge, how it's going to work. And how I would suggest that you do this is that you basically start conversations about your challenge. So if you have a Facebook group, a Facebook page, and your social media profiles, you start conversations and you say things like, I'm thinking of running this challenge next month. This is what I've got in mind. And maybe you ask about a specific part of it. The more specific you can be in your social media updates, the better. So instead of saying, do you think this is a good idea, in which case you'll get some engagement, but you'll probably be sort of fairly modest in terms of engagement. If you say something like, I've got this idea for a challenge, do you think it should be 5 days or 7 days? Or do you think I should deliver the content by email? Or should I deliver the content by Facebook Live? If you ask a very, very specific question, then you'll get much, much better engagement. So I will be starting all of these kind of conversations in your Facebook groups and your Facebook pages where you hang out online, or Twitter, wherever you and your audience are. Get some conversations going and get their feedback, because the more that you can feel, or people can feel, that they are part of the process, they're part of you building this challenge, then the more likely they will be to sign up later. And you'll get them excited and you'll get them saying things like, where can I sign up? And that's really where you want to get people. Another thing that you can do is you can share your artwork. So once you're getting to the stage where you've maybe got some kind of branding for your challenge, you could ask them whether they prefer the green or the blue or this logo or that update or whatever. So there's loads and loads of different ways that you can get people involved. And what I'd really advise you to do if this is your first time is to actually get a waitlist going. So get a waitlist going for people who are going to be interested in doing your challenge, and basically say to them, if you go on this list, you will be the first to know when I announce the challenge and how you can get involved. So what I would suggest that you do is that you create a landing page. So if you're not familiar with the term landing page, this is a single web page that you create where people who visit your page can only do one thing. Well, actually, they can do two things. They can either sign up for your challenge or they can not sign up for your challenge. So I use a tool called Lead Pages, which basically gives you templates that you can use to create landing pages. And there are ones specifically, I think, for waitlists as well. So all you put on your page, and there's templates that you can work around. All you have to do is sort of change the colors and the fonts to suit your brand. But basically, you can say something like, this challenge is starting on this day. They have countdown timers as well. If you'd like to be the first to know about it, stick your name and email address in here. That's a really, really useful thing to do, because the ideal situation is you want to have a warm list of people who are already excited about your challenge. They want to get involved before they can even sign up for it. I don't tend to do this as much, to be honest, because I've got quite a decent sized email list now. And if I send an email to my list, I don't really need to warm them up so much about a challenge. But I think if you're just starting out and this is the first challenge that you've run, or you've got quite a modest email list, I would suggest that you do this phase. A couple of other episodes you might want to listen to where you'll get some tips about launching, and I go into more detail about the kind of content that you can publish to get people excited about whatever it is that you're launching. So episode 178, how to plan a successful social media campaign for a launch. Lots of tips in that one. And episode 117, how to create a successful product launch. So if you're looking for ideas for the kind of content you can create for your pre-launch phase, then have a listen to those two episodes. So if you really want to get engagement with your challenge, then the key is email marketing. And I'm going to share some figures with you that might blow your mind. So before I sat down to record this podcast episode today, I went on to Infusionsoft, which is the email marketing software that I use, to get the breakdown of where all the participants in my recent 7-day Facebook page engagement challenge had come from. So I think you're going to find this really, really interesting. Okay, so overall, there were around 1,800 participants in this challenge. That doesn't mean that everybody took part. People do sign up for things and then they don't actually find they have the time to take part. I'd say we probably had, well, in the Facebook group, we had over 700 active participants. So I had 1,800 who actually signed up for it. 874 came from my email list, and I'll talk about how I marketed it through my email list. 563 came from Facebook advertising, and we spent around $206 on Facebook advertising, and we were actually getting opt-ins at the minimum of 19 cents. The average was 30 cents. So we spent a couple of $100 on Facebook advertising, and that actually brought in 563 people to take part in the challenge. Next was in our email list blast that we sent out about the challenge. When people signed up, we said to them, if you'd like to invite a friend to take part in this challenge, then you can click here. We got 169 came from the refer a friend. My Facebook group, my free Facebook group, the Soulful PR community, and that has over 12,500 members, got 111 from that group. From my Facebook page, 63 from my Facebook page. Instagram, 35. Late addition, and I think that Jo, my assistant, I think what she means by that is people who just emailed and said, I've heard about your challenge. We got 19. Can I join? Twitter, we got 17. From my podcast show notes, where I mentioned the challenge in my podcast and people actually went and clicked through from the podcast show notes, 15. LinkedIn was 10. And my personal Facebook profile page, so my personal account, I just thought, well, I've got lots of friends, I've got businesses, I'll just post it up there. I had 8. So I'm just going to run through that for you again, because I think there's a really important message in here. Email list, 874 participants. Facebook advertising, 563. Email list blast, share it with a friend. So when we invited people to share the challenge with a friend, 169. Facebook group, 111. Facebook page, 63. Instagram, 35. Late additions, 19. Twitter, 17. Podcast show notes, 15. LinkedIn, 10. And my personal Facebook profile page, 8. Now, the reason I can give you that level of detail is because what we did is we set up a separate landing page. We used the lead pages to do this so that when we were sharing the challenge on different platforms and different places, we were using a different URL. And that meant we could track where people came from. Now, for me, this comes as absolutely no surprise. So people will often say to me, how do I promote my challenge or how do I promote my new product or service on social media? And I'll say, you shouldn't really be promoting it on social media, to be honest, because that's not where you're going to get the conversions. The conversions are going to be, it's email, basically, because once we got those people on my list through the Facebook advertising, even we were able to email them. So email marketing is by far the most effective way to get people to take part in a challenge or to buy anything from you if you're launching a product or service. And I really can't emphasize that enough. That's not to say that you shouldn't be on social media promoting your challenge. You certainly should. But for me, social media is more of a place where I'm just reminding people. And I'm just saying to people, oh, by the way, my challenge is happening. And to be honest as well, I found that if I just post straight content that says, join my challenge on social media, I might get a couple of comments, I might get the odd like. But if I really want to get engagement, I really want to get people to think about my challenge, then it's much better for me to ask questions and start conversations about the challenge. So instead of just posting, join my free Facebook challenge, the kind of things I did was I went into my Facebook group, I went over to Instagram, and I just asked people, what's your Facebook page engagement like? I did an Instagram story, actually, where I asked people whether their Facebook page was like a ghost town, and the majority said that their Facebook page was a ghost town. They weren't getting any engagement. So then you can follow up with them and say, well, look, if you're not getting any engagement, then come and join my challenge. So that's the way that we did it. If you just keep posting everywhere and just keep broadcasting about your challenge or your new product or service, then you're likely to get very little engagement. But when you ask questions, when you start conversations, when you say, how is your Facebook engagement? Instantly different, but still not as effective as being able to send an email, which is why it's so, so, so important to build your email list. So in terms of how we market it via email, because I've got quite an established email list, all we did was over the course of a week. And I would say if you are doing a challenge or a webinar or something like that, I wouldn't promote it over more than a week. People are busy. They've got other things to get on with. They might sign up for your webinar or your challenge a month away and then they completely forget about it. So I would suggest just a week out that you send a series of emails. So I think we did 3 or 4 emails over the course of a week. So we just introduced the challenge, then we reminded people again. What we're able to do in our email marketing software, so that we don't annoy people, is that we're able to put people into different buckets, if you like. So we can see from the first email which people looked but didn't sign up to the challenge. So we can send them a slightly different email, and we can actually say to them, we noticed that you've been checking out the challenge but haven't signed up yet. And so it feels a little bit more personalized. We can also obviously remove people who already sign up, so we're not annoying them. And we can kind of tailor the marketing a little bit over the course of a week. Another really important thing to do is that just because people have signed up for your challenge doesn't mean that they're going to actually take part. So it's really important that you send people a reminder a day or two before it's about to start, and another reminder again. Otherwise, they may just forget about it. They might think it's amazing, but they've just forgotten about it. So that's really my email marketing strategy. And I'm usually quite direct. I usually say, you've got a free challenge. This is what's going to involve. This is how it's going to help you. Sign up here. So I tend to do fairly kind of straightforward email marketing for that. And it does convert really, really well. So the other thing that we did for this particular challenge, we don't do it for every challenge, but we did Facebook advertising. So I've already mentioned that we spent just a couple of $100s and we got 563 new leads in via that. When I say new leads, I actually haven't had time to go through and break it down. We will find that some of those people are already known to us, I think. But I think certainly we got a good over 300 completely new leads, completely new people who weren't on my list before. And that was great. And the Facebook ads did really, really well. So in terms of the copy that I used on my Facebook ad, I did talk a little bit about this in episode 254, but I'll just share it with you again. I think the key to writing really successful, highly converting Facebook ads is to just talk as if you had your prospective customer or your prospective participant right in front of you and just speak to them in their language really honestly. So my Facebook ad said something, the most successful one said something like, is your Facebook page like a ghost town? You're posting content regularly, but you're hardly getting any comments or likes at all. It's embarrassing. Then I say something like, if you're not getting any engagement on your Facebook page, it's nothing to do with the Facebook algorithm and everything to do with what you're posting, which might sound a little bit mean. But then I go in to say, but the good news is about that is that that means that you can change it. And with a few small tweaks, you can actually create really engaging content that attracts leads and sales for your business. Then I make an invitation, come and join my challenge. This is what you'll learn. And that advert did really well for us. We had a picture of a ghost actually. And the most popular one we had was, is your Facebook page like a ghost town? You might have seen it. And we had a couple of ghost emojis. That one did really, really well, but they all did really well. The lowest converting price we got was 19 cents and the average was 30. And I don't think we had anything over 50 cents, I should say. So for a couple of $100, hundreds of new qualified leads for the email list. So I definitely think that that was worth investing in. So last couple of things I wanted to say, there are other ways that you could, of course, promote your challenge. As with any of this stuff, it needs some creative thinking, but you could pitch yourself as a podcast guest. So if you know that you've got a challenge you're going to be working on a few months down the line, you could pitch yourself to relevant podcasts and talk about your challenge on there. You could do joint ventures. So it is possible that you could hook up with somebody else, maybe who's got a similar sized audience or a bigger audience, and maybe you work on something together. And I think when you first start out, that can actually be quite a good thing. What I don't suggest you do is get involved with paying people to promote your challenges for you. I get approached all the time by people who either want me to get involved with things or they want to pay me to send out to my list. And I'm just not going to do that because my list is my most valuable thing that I've got. And I don't want to annoy them by sending them out invitations to challenges. And particularly, I wouldn't recommend somebody to a challenge if I didn't know the person. I don't know if their challenge is going to be good. Why would I risk sending my audience to that particular challenge? It could be disastrous for my email list. And the last thing is that personal emails, if you're just starting out with a challenge, then I think going old school with your marketing can work really well. And just making a good old-fashioned spreadsheet of people that are in your audience, your current circle, and just sending them an email and just saying, look, I've created this challenge. I think it would be perfect for you. When you first start out, that can actually be one of the most effective ways to get people to join your challenge. So I hope that you found that useful. As ever, I do love hearing from you. So drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me at jan_murray, or find me over on Instagram at janmurrayuk.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or wherever you're listening right now. And also don't forget about my podcast guide. So this lists all of my podcast episodes to date. They're categorized by theme. So whatever challenge you're facing in your business, then you should be able to find a podcast episode, or in fact, several, to help you solve your problem. And you can get that at janetmarie.co.uk/podcastguide. So that's janetmarie.co.uk/podcastguide.